Following an aborted campus consolidation plan, the Vermont State College's Board of Trustees met late into the night Wednesday and accepted the resignation of the system's chancellor. On April 17th, Chancellor Jeb Spaulding presented a reorganization plan for the Vermont State College's system that called for closing three campuses. Spaulding told the board the restructuring is necessary because the system faces a deficit between $7 and $10 million, and coronavirus pandemic losses were pushing the system to the point of insolvency. There was immediate and furious backlash to the proposal, including a vote of no confidence by the faculty and unions. Spaulding withdrew the plan and said he would consider revisions. On Tuesday, he announced his resignation after 5 years. Wednesday night, the Vermont State College's Board of Trustees accepted it.
I move that the Vermont State College's System Board of Trustees accept the Chancellor's resignation, effective immediately.
All those in favor of the motion as presented by Trustee Dickinson, please say aye.
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 It is unanimous.
David Silverman was among the trustees to note Spaulding's accomplishments as chancellor.
The system was having difficulties when the chancellor arrived, and these events are not his doing, including the COVID pandemic. And there's been a lot of very, very good things that have happened on our campuses that we all have a lot to be proud of.
Silverman's comments echoed the thoughts of Vermont Governor Phil Scott, who was asked about Spaulding's resignation earlier Wednesday.
He had come to me a number of times saying that we have a problem, and that's why I included funding in my budgets over the last 3 to 4 years. And this was pre-COVID-19, where they were struggling, and COVID-19, unfortunately, was the straw that broke the camel's back. I don't believe that Jeb Spaulding was the blame for this. I think that he did all he could. He was a huge supporter of the Vermont State College system. He was always rising to the occasion to try and elevate the state college system and do all he could to protect it.
Following comments and the vote by trustees, Spaulding said he resigned because his ability to lead the system had been eroded and he would no longer be an effective chancellor.
I want to emphasize this was my decision, and that I'm saddened by feeling the obligation to do so. I've truly cherished the opportunity to serve as Chancellor of the Vermont State College's system. I am and will remain passionate about our mission. I believe that collectively we've accomplished a great deal during my chancellorship. So why then am I submitting my resignation? Clearly, the process leading to my recommendations, later withdrawn, has not turned out the way I would have hoped. I take full responsibility and apologize to those that were hurt. I've become more of a liability than an asset to the Vermont State College's system. The Vermont State College's system is way too important to be about any one person.
Later in the meeting, Board of Trustees Chair Churchill Hines inadvertently announced the resignation of Castleton University's president effective May 31st. While Karen Scalfaro did not give a specific reason, her decision comes after an article in 7 Days, published Wednesday, reported that under Spaulding's reorganization plan, she would be replaced and had already been excluded from key meetings.
The circumstances that have occurred over the past couple of weeks have put me in a position where I feel that I can't lead at the same level. And I'm really disappointed because, you know, I had made a commitment to stay at Castleton for a long time.
Vermont State College's General Counsel Sophie Zadatny will serve as interim chancellor until a successor is appointed. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.